Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Elevated Places at Dr. Ava. This is her co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, and we are eagerly awaiting her arrival to tonight's show. We have a lot. We have a lot to discuss, and we're so excited for you to join us, to be on this call with us tonight. And of course, this show, we always are looking for the callers to call in, to have this great and wonderful conversation with us. So please call at 563-999-3065, 563-999-3065. And of course, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. So, once again, we're here Thursday night, and as I said, you are tuned in to Elevated Places at Dr. Ava, and she will definitely be coming on shortly, but we want you to be here, and we want you to join into this wonderful and powerful discussion. So let me just go ahead and do what I usually do at this time, as we're waiting on Dr. Ava, but make sure you call everybody. Let everybody know. Tweet it out. You know, we have some of our callers, some of our guests, some of our listeners, they be on Facebook, on social media, tweeting it out, putting posts up, and making sure Sister Georgina and others be doing the thing and making sure that people know about this. And before I forget, hey, I wasn't there. I had nothing to do with it. But I just want y'all to know that there's another master's class coming. You say, what master's class? Sisters, for sisters only. There's another master's class coming next month. And if you didn't go to the first one and don't know nothing about what I'm talking about, go to MinisterAva.com. Go to MinisterAva.com and learn about the master class coming up. I think we had over 500 people for the first one. And I heard it was powerful. I was not there because it's for sisters only. But also just go to Minister Ava to see some of her powerful lectures, videos, get some of the ebooks, and then for those that still love the hard copy, we got some of those on there too. You can make sure that you go to MinisterAva.com to get your ebooks or your hard copies of some of her powerful writings, because she is a powerful author. Also, as you know, tomorrow night is our study group. For that don't know, we have a study group on Friday nights at 7:30 p.m., Self-Improvement, the Basis for Community Development. We want you to join us. Go to noi.org, and of course, we have the powerful teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, taught today by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan every Sunday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern at noi.org, and then come back and hear powerful words from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Farrakhan speaks every Wednesday night at 7:30. But I heard some wrangling and some shuffling and some other stuff in the background.
Shuffling.
Pause my report to let you come and start off your show, and then I can come back and finish whatever I need to finish. Welcome to your show, Dr.
No, I think to do that would be trying to stop a jet as it's taxiing down the runway, ready to make. I want you to keep right on doing your thing. You're sounding good, and I my deepest apologies. I can't even describe the impediments just to get on the phone this evening. But no, you go right ahead, my great brother.
There's no problem, Dr. Ava, and I just let that happen so we know that everybody that was waiting and said, oh, man, Dr. Ava, where's she at? Where's she at? You can calm down. Your anxiety can come down. She is here. And it's very interesting that she's here because we have the baddest and boldest newspaper on the planet, the Final Call newspaper. You can go to finalcall.com or get your digital subscription at finalcalldigital.com, finalcalldigital.com. And in this, we know, and it's interesting, I just got from Arizona. One of the believers just hit me up in my inbox on Facebook and said, look, I know y'all got to talk about this vaccination. I know. And it's interesting because I got a text message and people are calling me talking about my job by November is going to be mandated that you take this vaccination. So they're getting to go into this next phase. But the Final Call newspaper, and specifically on page 11, special lectures, why we must not take their experimental COVID-19 vaccination. Lectures by Dr. Wesley, lectures by Student Minister Ava Muhammad, Student Minister Ishmael Muhammad. There's stuff on from the minister, special series part 3, how to prevent, treat, and defeat COVID-19 without being vaccinated. All of this is in here. We're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk, you know we got to talk about the Olympics. And shout out to my cousin. She's not listening. My cousin Eve, who's over there on an intern in Tokyo. I mean, she don't listen to the show. But, you know, it's very interesting of what's going on in Tokyo. And, of course, our sister Simone. But it's a lot around that and the issues of black women. So we're going to talk about that. But let me wrap up so I can turn this show back to her. But let me just say this, Dr. Ava. You know, I work in a social justice office. And some of the people I work with, I would say named Reverend Nelson Johnson and George Johnson and Lewis Brandon. These names may not be familiar to you, but these are Aggies. But Lewis Brandon, if you talk to Reverend Jesse Jackson, he will say it was Lewis Brandon that made me an activist, that got me involved in activism. And I'm sitting with this giant. Then there's another brother, Reverend Johnson. I saw an old YouTube clip where he's sitting with Stokely Carmichael and all of some of the black leaders. And those, you know, he was around with CORE and SNCC in the 60s and 70s, and he's been at these national conferences, and I'm setting up a paradigm. And, you know, I was talking to him, I'm like, you know, so like we talking about Ella Baker and Angela Davis. He was in meetings with, you know, Ella Baker and, you know, Angela Davis, and having meetings and having strategy sessions. I'm like, your office is right next to mine. And we're talking and we're talking. And he just happened to have a record play in our office and playing speeches by Malcolm X. And that kind of brought up the nation. And then he said, there was a brother named Owen Brooks. Owen Brooks. I said, who's Owen Brooks? He said, he went to school with Minister Farrakhan. I'm not sure if that was his roommate. But he was saying how they had gone to Mississippi and Owen had run out of food and resources in Mississippi when it was organizing. And for whatever reason, they drove up to Chicago in the early 80s in the rebuilding, and he said they went to see the minister. And the minister put him up and put them up in a nice hotel in Chicago and helped them get back to Mississippi. And he even sent, at that time, fish down in Mississippi for them to have. And I was like, wow, powerful story. And Reverend Johnson said he may not remember me, but he will remember Owen Brooks because they went to school together. I don't know who this brother is. I will have to look him up. But it made me, it triggered something in my mind, Dr. Ava, and this is the part of the show that's not planned, there's so many stories of things that the minister has done that we don't even know about, the relationships the ministers had. Oh, and what happened was he said after they went back to Chicago to ask the minister to come down to Mississippi to speak at a Savoy conference, Black Power Conference, and he came and spoke down in Mississippi at a small church. And then somebody else, Louis Brandon, who got Jesse after, he said, yeah, well, the minister came to A&T. I said, oh, yeah, he did in 1990. I was there. He said, no, not 1990. He said he had come to Durham, North Carolina in the 70s. And then after he went to Durham, he came to A&T. I'm like, what? And I'm just like in awe over this history about all of this stuff that the minister has done for us and the work. When we talk about 60 years, Minister Ava, we don't really have the real catalog of all those 60 years. Some is in print. Some is in video, but there's so many stories that we need to hear. So I close out on this. This is Ask Dr. Ava, and I'm just, you know, the callers, you can let her know. But wouldn't it be nice, as our brother would say, wouldn't it be nice if we had a show, whether it be on here or another show, where we ask maybe 5 or 10 questions of Dr. Ava about some unique experiences as she traveled with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I'm just saying, it would be nice when we talk about Madison Square Garden. What was the climate? Because you have done that so well. When it was in the 80s, what was the climate? And when you was with the Minister Wright, what was the climate? And just given that beautiful, rich history that only you can give from the narrative and perspective as we talk about writing and the dictatorship of the study guide. Powerful stuff, Dr. Ava. And it's stuff think your guests would love to hear because you've just been doing, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I've been doing this for what? Over nearly 40 years. There's so much history, so much information that you can give. And it's almost like we having, you know, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has the table talks. But what were those talks? What are those behind the scenes? Like you make a movie. And not only when they make a movie, then they have a behind the scenes that you see how the movie was made or you see how certain things were done, Dr. Ava. Yes. It would be very good if people can hear from you. Well, y'all remember that, but y'all don't know that in Madison Square Garden, there was a fire and pulled the fire alarm and caused a problem. There's some history there. And I know you got a lot of that. So I'm just going to turn it back over to you. I'll just throw that out there just to say, wouldn't it be nice? So I know the Elevated Network team is listening, and I know we will go to work so the people can be blessed to hear the stories of your walk with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Just thought I'd put that out there.
Thank you, beloved. You are just too kind, too kind.
Trace.
And you have my wheels spinning because I had not thought of that until you just laid it out. And I think those of us who have been in this work a long time, including you, though you're much younger, but still, when people put in 20, 25, 30, 35, pushing up on 40 years, there's a lot to be said for that. And to me, it's a manifestation of the reality that we are in Allah's mercy. Because if you think about the fact that this is the longest sustained period of time in our history where an independent Black entity rose up from what was actually a state of death, and then the leader of that entity was sustained in life. You know, many of our leaders were never allowed to live long enough for us to get the benefit of their wisdom and maturity. You know, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X were taken out at the age of 39. And the list goes on and on. You know, Muhammad Ali, though he lived much longer, he succumbed to Parkinson's fairly early. brothers and sisters who were not necessarily known to us but had a profound impact on our advancement, such as the incredibly talented Sam Cooke, who was murdered, I think, at the age of 30. And it is believed by many that, though it was labeled as an irate female, this was actually an assassination, because he was in the process of building a completely independent black record company. Now, this is in the 1950s, and the list goes on and on. The deportation of Marcus Garvey, people like Paul Robeson just having to say, I'm out of here, and just leaving the country. And so the Nation of Islam in the rebuilding has been intact since 1980. The minister began in 1977, I think, with the rebuilding. But in 1981, he stood up and announced that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is indeed physically alive.
That's
and
right.
That sent shockwaves through the world. And many people left him, but many people were drawn to him. And so for him, and you know, the real Jesus, the historical Jesus, they said Jesus taught wisdom in the cradle and in old age. Okay? And the Jesus of history, the biblical Jesus, he was dead at the age of 32. But it is the minister that at a very young age, coming into the Nation of Islam, wisdom began coming from him very early. And now that he is at an advanced age, wisdom continues to come. But now it is coming at a level of power where he's not predicting things. He's not prophesizing things. He's declaring things, and within not years but within weeks, within days, that which he declares comes to pass, beginning with Savior's Day 2020, the unraveling of a great nation. And the United States, like Pharaoh in Egypt, seemed invulnerable. There was no power that could take down Pharaoh. And yet Pharaoh went down hard.
That's right.
By the God of Moses and Aaron. And so I don't want to keep running my mouth, but
well,
we want to bring on our sister.
Well, Dr. Avery,
yes,
can
sir.
I add one more thing, a couple of more things?
Oh, yes, sir.
No, I forgot to add that was very significant, something that you were saying, and you was going through the history. And I forget, as I was talking to Lewis Brandon, we was going over the stuff. It's so much history, and the reason why I was saying what I said, what I would love for you to share, is because as I was talking to them, they were telling people that was in the nation. And they talked about this brother named Joseph Arrington Jr., better known as Joe Tex. And for those that don't know, his bio is an American singer and musician who gained success in the 60s and 70s with his brand of Southern Soul, and his label mate was James Brown. And the thing was, it says that he announced his retirement from show business in September 1972 to pursue life as a minister, but it sounds like what? Start talking to some other people, Dr. Avon. It was like back then, we don't know the history of the nation. They said it was the going thing in the 60s and 70s. So people, artists, and celebrities were connected to the nation. And we know the story of Aretha Franklin and Mach 7. About Rich Kidd. Interesting that our team is always on point. So our sister Rona was like, let me send some information. Just coming up with it out of my spirit. She was like, she didn't say this, I'm going to say it. It's like, oh, that's nice how he thought about it, but we already got that plan for MinisterAva.com. So So y'all tripping. Y'all need to go ahead and subscribe to MinisterAva.com. So you, when you can subscribe, that we got some stuff that's going to be streaming on there. So what I'm talking about, you're going to get some goodness. And then she also wanted me to let y'all know, because I just kind of dropped the Weapons of Self-Destruction Masterclass Part 2 out there. But no, she said, you can't just drop it out without giving the information. So the Weapons of Self-Destruction Masterclass Part 2 is August the 9th. That's coming up, August the 9th at 6:30 p.m. Central. Previous masterclass attendance was almost 400. Yeah, correct me, five, but 400. But in the hundreds is good. That's how many people are trying to get into that masterclass.
I think it's 6:30 Eastern. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's
6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, then.
No problem. So, yes, ma'am. I turn the right back over.
Well, you're just... Oh, you just blew me away this evening. Okay. But we had another exciting thing take place. Something exciting took place, and something you don't know about yet exciting took place, that our dear sister attorney, Pamela Muhammad, is going to share with us on her program, A Time for Justice. Very powerful program this past Tuesday, and it was a great experience for those of us that were on there, those of us that were listening in. And then she had a, post-program awesome experience. And so I saw her earlier, trying to locate her. Let's see.
Yeah, I wasn't on the post. See, that's a
I don't think
post-production.
Maybe she did drop
the part
off
that people didn't hear. They getting exclusives out there. They don't even know they getting exclusives. They may have heard the show Tuesday night, but they didn't get the post show. That wasn't shown, but now y'all going to hear about it.
That's exactly right. Yeah, this is where you get the exclusives.
Come on.
But I saw her earlier, but I didn't see an indicator that anyone dropped off. But what we'll do in the interim is I'm going to go a little bit into what I wanted to discuss about the COVID.
Yes.
And I really want to implore our listeners to please study. Your Final Call newspaper really cover to cover, because of the, first and foremost, the divine knowledge and wisdom and guidance that we are given. But that divine guidance is, we're not a church, and so we don't just give you scripture and quotes from the Bible and the Quran. We deal with practical application to life.
Right.
Okay. And so that takes us to the pandemic, this COVID-19, which has become central to life in the American landscape. And I have to say, as you spoke of earlier, Brother Terrence, it's not as much the virus as it is the vaccine. The virus is not what's tearing the country apart.
Right.
Okay? It's the vaccine
that
is tearing the country apart, because even as of today, when President Joe Biden gave a press conference to announce that all federal workers are mandated to take the vaccine or lose their jobs. And this is a different kind of virus now that's spreading throughout the country. This posture of the U.S. government and Big Pharma working hand in hand, this posture that every last single man, woman, child, and infant in this country has to be shot with the COVID-19 vaccine. And so since the goal has not been achieved yet and has therefore fall short of the goal, now they're resorting to threats and making life miserable.
That's right.
Because it is illegal, because it is unconstitutional to mandate an unapproved experimental vaccine, the Biden administration is using the private sector to enforce it. So it's the private businesses that you work for that are telling you either get this vaccine or lose your job. Then using local officials, mayors and things of this nature to impose local ordinances requiring you to get the vaccine. And then if you exercise, for example, your First Amendment religious right of exemption from being forced to do this if it is against your religion, then the punitive measures kick in. Oh, well, you don't want to take the vaccine, so you're going to wear a mask day and night. You got to get tested twice a week, so on and so forth. So it's important that, number one, we protect ourselves. Do not believe for an instant this lie that the only treatment for COVID is the vaccine. The CDC itself, the CDC,
come on.
I'm going to read their announcement last
week.
That's
right, that's right. Yes, there it
this
is.
This was issued, yes, sir, Friday. This is not from Pookie. This is from the U.S. government. This is from the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. On last Friday, they warned people who are immunocompromised that the COVID-19 vaccine may not have been effective for them and encouraged them to take precautions as if they were not vaccinated. Now, immunocompromised, they decide to go with a six-syllable word that they haven't used in the public because they don't want you to recall that word is the same word as preconditions. They mean the same thing. Remember back a year ago when black folks in particular were told, you black folks have preconditions. Y'all are fat. You got high blood pressure. You have diabetes. You have kidney disease. You have heart problems. Just, you know, name it. You got it.
All of it.
Lung problems. You live in a concrete colony. You don't eat nourishing food. On and on and on. You should be first in line to get the vaccine. Now you're being told by the same people that if you have these preconditions, oh, I'm sorry. The vaccine didn't work for you. And so these are the exact words of the CDC. People who are immunocompromised should be counseled about the potential for reduced immune responses to COVID-19 vaccines and to follow current prevention measures, including wearing a mask, staying 6 feet apart from people you don't live with, and avoiding crowds and poorly ventilated indoor spaces to protect themselves against COVID-19. Now, this is with a vaccination.
That's right.
Until advised otherwise by your health care provider. Then CNN goes on, because they reported it. CNN goes on to say, The CDC did not go so far as to tell the millions of immunocompromised people in the United States to get an additional shot, noting that the safety, efficacy, and benefit of additional doses for COVID-19 vaccines in immunocompromised persons continues to be evaluated. And I want you to read this article in its entirety on page 8 of the current Final Call, August 3rd. This is part 3 of a special series we've been doing, How to Prevent, Treat, and Defeat COVID-19 Without Being Vaccinated.
That's right.
There was a pandemic, Brother Terrence, before this one.
Listen, come on, come on.
A government study in 2020 showed 40%, 40% of the deaths from COVID were in patients who suffered from diabetes. Like all of the preconditions, this disease is and has been long before the COVID-19 pandemic dominant in the black community.
That's right.
Diabetics, in the new language being used by the CDC, are immunocompromised, meaning weak immune system.
Come on.
America's mortality rates from diabetes have been climbing since 2009. Diabetes, this is Professor Albert Wang, who's a professor of medicine and director of University of Chicago Center for Chronic Disease. He says diabetes was already a slow-moving pandemic. Now COVID-19 has crashed through like a fast-moving wave. The World Health Organization projects that diabetes, a global pandemic affecting 382 to 422 million people worldwide, 8% of the whole world's population, will be the seventh leading cause of death in the world by 2030. An estimated 4 million people in this country die annually, I'm sorry, in the world, die annually from diabetes complications. The primary cause of diabetes is diet.
Come on.
It is what some medical professionals call a foodborne disease. It damages the heart, blood vessels, eyes, nerves, and is a leading cause of kidney failure. The first thing most sufferers are told after a diagnosis of diabetes is to achieve and maintain a healthy body weight and avoid sugar, saturated fat, and tobacco. Researchers have learned COVID-19 thrives in a high sugar environment. Long before it ever became a leading cause of death in the world, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in his monumental book, How to Eat to Live, Part 1 and 2, repeatedly warned us about diabetes and provided divine guidance on how to prevent it and how to eliminate it through diet.
That's right.
We follow the guidance in this two-volume book given by Allah God to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for us, it will minimize and even prevent the uncontrolled inflammation that helps COVID-19 kill us. Inflammation is primarily responsible for nearly every disease there is. These deadly so-called vaccines being administered for the virus are actually genetic manipulation that stimulate inflammatory responses and disable the immune system Allah God gave us to defend ourselves.
Come on.
Study
break it down.
Any of the preconditions that may affect you or your loved ones and go to work to do that, which will drastically reduce or even eliminate them, beginning with the powerfuls of protection in how to eat to live. And I'll go back up to the top of this article, a quote from Minister Louis Farrakhan. Because immunity, beloved, in biology is the body's ability to protect itself from the invasion of pathogens or disease. So here is Minister Farrakhan in Self-Improvement, the Basis for Community Development, Study Guide 18. Quote, every biological act of the physical body is directed to one predominant goal, to stay alive. To do this, every organism must preserve itself in the face of external forces which threaten its existence. And when it ceases to work energetically on its own behalf, something finally will destroy it. So in the fight against COVID-19, beloved, that natural law that Minister Farrakhan set forth, that has to govern our approach, because each of us have the capability and also the responsibility to work, as he said, on our own behalf. And so all of these comorbidities, that is on us to follow the divine guidance to rid ourselves of those things which aid and abet COVID-19. Mm. It's not a lone assassin. It partners with conditions that we already have, which is why they're called preconditions. In addition to that article, Brother Dr. Ridley Muhammad has one entitled, We Must Do It For Ourselves.
That's right.
And he goes further into what we introduced last week, which is ivermectin, which I'm going to mention that again in a minute. And he interviews a beautiful black woman by the name of Dr. Velva Bowles, who is advocating that we return to what we did in segregation. Do you know that under segregation, we had our black doctors and hospitals? Do you know we used to have health fairs? We used to have those 2 to 3 times a year in local parks. And black folks would come and get their blood pressure checked, the children's eyes tested, teeth tested, examined for abnormalities. These community-based activities, Sister Dr. Bowles said, and she's a physician and a scientist, she said, they don't cost much money. She said, we can set up places. And especially in the black colleges that have pharmacies like Tuskegee, and they could include medication such as ivermectin, the powerful, inexpensive drug that is already approved by the FDA, but they won't approve it for COVID because they want to sell that vaccine.
That's right.
But ivermectin is what brought Mexico up out of COVID. Peru up out of COVID. And nations all over the world. It's a drug that's been out here for 50 years with a sterling safety record. And if you read the July 20th issue of the Final Call, you saw an interview by Sister Charlene Muhammad, national correspondent, with our own doctor, Sophia Shabazz, out of Philadelphia, who treats COVID patients with vitamins, natural techniques, and ivermectin. Also, ivermectin it's on the list of the World Health Organization's list of essential medications. It's being mentioned nowhere in the media. Joe Biden stood up in front of the world today and said there's no way out of this virus except the vaccine, when nothing could be further from the truth. First of all, it has a 99% survival rate. It is totally treatable, but bigger than being treatable, it's preventable. If we live the life that we've been taught to live as black people, and I'll close on this. This is the CDC again, U.S. Health Department again. Every week in the Final Call on page 9, we publish death from the vaccine. I'm not talking about getting vaccinated and still getting COVID, because that's happening all the time as well. I'm not talking about getting vaccinated, as the CDC, I just read you, said, if you got diabetes, it probably won't work for you. So act like you didn't get a vaccination, which you can't, because now you've been programmed. Through July 7th, since the vaccine came out the end of December, 9,048 deaths under the ground, dead.
Come on.
56,000 people went to urgent care. 985 people had miscarriages. 19,000 severe allergic reactions. 80,000 had to go to the doctor. And the list goes on. 7,000 have been disabled. That was July 7th. The next week, July 16th, the current issue. It was 9,000 last week, 11,000 this week. That's 2,000 more dead from the vaccine. You know how many people die on a daily average now from COVID? In the entire United States, 300 people. There was an article in the Chicago Tribune last week that Brother Louis Ali sent me, because I didn't even see it in the Tribune. I didn't see the Tribune. That article said, you have a much higher risk, if you live in Chicago, of dying from being shot with a gun.
Come on.
Than from a COVID virus.
Man.
So now the death rate is 11,000. That's 2,000 more in a week. So not only is it climbing, but the speed with which it is climbing is increasing. And so we're showing you in the Final Call newspaper how to deal with this virus. And you know, you have your Paximmune. We've had Dr. Aleem on here. We're going to do a story on that soon. Interferon, a natural substance that comes from the body that shuts down viral replication. And then, of course, you need to read about the continuing blatant censorship. Our brother, Riza Islam, is on the list of the 12 most, I think they call them the disinformation something, but he's one of the top 12 people in the country accused of spreading disinformation.
Come on. Listen, listen.
They cut, shut off his Facebook, Twitter, all of that. I think
shut
the only thing he
down.
Has left is Instagram. Because he's so effective.
That's right.
In communicating the truth, especially with our young people.
That's right.
Some made-up group has made up a list. Now, is Joe Biden going on that list because he said unvaccinated people are killers? Oh, he also
great question. Great question.
The Associated Press, Brother Terrence, had to check him because he said if you get last week, if you get vaccinated, you won't get sick and you won't go to the hospital. And even the media, the big lying media said, well, wait, bro. Hold up. Calm down. Fall back. And we're not saying all that. Because you will continue to infect people and you will continue to contract it. I just read that to you all. Because it's not only black people, it's 90% of Americans have preconditions. Look at how we live. Are you surprised? It's the most vaccinated and the sickest country on this planet. So I think our sister Pamela had to attend to a family matter. Brother Terrence, so we're going to go ahead with the program. And we've been talking about physical health, but we got to also briefly talk about mental health.
Gotta go there.
The minister nailed it, unraveling.
That's right.
Unraveling.
And we're watching it.
That's right.
Like literally,
but
we're
also go ahead, Brother Terrence. Yes, sir.
No. I'm just saying you're right. We're literally watching it, and not only are we literally watching it, it's like people wake up. Like he says things, and stuff just start boom, 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 boom. Like 2020, people just don't remember 2020 when he said it, did the lecture, and then see, no, we start literally seeing the country shut down, unraveled, everything closed. This government, we saw an insurgent in January. You know, before the whole year came around, so much happened. We saw what was going on in Georgia. We saw this voter suppression. I'm seeing all the people marching, Reverend Barbanel in Phoenix, then in Austin, Texas, Courtmaster Barry, Jeanetta Cole. They out in front of the Capitol. They fighting for voter rights. It's like stuff is crazy, and then we got a Delta variant. So homecomings are over. No, we getting to shut it down. Corporations, some states have said, look, if you take it, we're going to have lawsuits against you. And the other one said, if you don't take it, it's unraveling. It's unraveling, Dr. Ava. The minister said
it's
it. Unraveling. And he gave declarations and the criteria. So
that's exactly right.
It is real.
That's right. And we know a couple of days ago that our dear little sister, Simone Biles, withdrew from the team competition at the Tokyo Olympics. And there's another level here of unraveling because you're seeing the pushback from the athletes. And that includes from the black athletes. And this, see, don't forget our little sister who's the black sister from Japan. She's black and Japanese.
Naomi Osaka. Yeah, Osaka.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she said, listen, I I have difficulty with these media, this media exposure. You know, I have certain issues, emotional issues, and I'm not going to be able to do these interviews. And they were like, well, that's part of being able to compete. And you know what she told me? Bye, Felicia.
Bye. Right.
Okay.
Just like that.
Just
like
that.
Like, you don't own me. I'm not that train. I'm not that Negro.
Come on.
I'm not that Negro. Bye. I'm not. Dave Chappelle, I'm going to Africa. Bye.
That's
our
right.
little sister said, bye. My mental wellness is not priced about whatever million you got. And hold up. And there's memes going around Dr. Avon's sister, gymnastics. She's holding up medals, about 10 or 12. Like, what else do y'all want me to do? I got it all. I got the medals.
You can't
I got
undo
them all.
What I've already done.
Come on, and y'all don't even want to rate me on the stuff that I'm going to do that you only have a scoreboard to rate me on. And do
and
you
we,
think that
and if we
because
think
I'm at the Olympics?
That's not a factor. We're stupid. If we think
come on,
that's not Woo. A fact, and it should – look at the blatant racism.
Right.
Because you're better than everyone else – and you can do more, and you're frankly not even more. You're in a league by yourself. We're going to punish you by limiting you to what the other people can achieve. Now, that is quintessential white people. Negro, you're not going to look better than us. And she's like, I already have. And when
exactly.
she came out and said, I'm not physically injured, because remember they put out, somebody said it was an ankle. She said, I'm fine.
Listen,
this
listen.
Is just something I just had. I'm just not feeling this, basically. That's what
I'm
she
dumb.
Basically said. I'm not feeling this. Okay. Put that in your book. Put that in your book.
I mean, I know we want to get our sister, and I want to go. It's when we talk about the unraveling and we hear the words of the minister, there's this thing where, you know, somebody had another meme where, you know, a woman, black woman is drowning in water and then society has a hand reaching out like they're going to save the black woman from drowning, but they give her a high five. You a strong woman. You got this. That's how we do, sister. You strong. You got this. You a strong sister. I am tired of being strong. I'm tired of having to hold this weight. I'm out. I can't do it no more. And I don't think people understand.
That's right.
No, go ahead, Dr. Dave.
No, I was just going to say it persists in the medical profession to this day that we don't feel pain.
Thank you. And I'm in the health profession in part of my work that deal with that and deal with how black women show up at hospitals and how the doctors and see them like your high, quote-unquote, tolerance for pain, and that's the historical record in our medical history about they was doing stuff to our black women and black men without anesthesia because they said that y'all have a high tolerance of pain, and that same reality and that same thinking in the medical world still goes on when sisters are coming in with abdominal pains and they're hurting and they said, we don't know what
that's
it is,
exactly.
y'all, you know, you just, oh. So this is deep,
you're
now,
okay.
David.
You're okay.
You just hit it.
But we're blessed. We got someone has
yes.
dropped in to visit us.
Come on.
This evening, and because I got to bring her in because she wrote several of these powerful articles that have been appearing in the Final Call in the COVID section, and that is none other than our national correspondent for the Final Call newspaper, Sister Charlene Muhammad. And just wanted her to, all praise due to Allah. You know, Sister Charlene, you did a very powerful article in this week's paper, and it's entitled, U.S. Government Uses Blatant Censorship in desperate attempt to impose national COVID vaccine mandate. And, I mean, it is awesome. That's on page 10, everybody. I mean, you better catch up with your studies, people, and get the wisdom, okay? Because you shouldn't be out here, number one, not knowing what you should do in lieu of the vaccination, but also you need to know what the enemy is doing. And they're full blast now. They don't care. This is the end. They don't care. They're just stomping on the law. They're doing so much illegal stuff, you can't even list it. But, you know, Sister Charlene, you interviewed Brother Rizza, you interviewed Brother Kiyam, our head of our Twitter army, and you talked about this big article that was on Dr. Joseph Mercola, who is world-renowned pioneer in natural health and just comes down with both feet on all these lies. So if you could just share with us a little bit from the article that you would like us to maybe tell the listeners, it might be good for them to zero in on. And thank
yes,
you for coming on.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And assalamu alaikum. Thanks for
your
And I'm sorry, I was chuckling. But Terrence, you say West Side. Don't get me started, okay? We are out there, too.
Come on. Don't do the walk.
You know, Minister Ava, some things that are, Dr. Mercola, you know, I didn't get into it last week, but I think we're going to probably have some of it this week. So when you talk about the comorbid, and thank you, I've been studying too your fabulous article, and thanks for your guidance. But as we continue with the section, but Dr. Mercola cites researchers who talk about why we are targeted. You know, as you said, 90% of the country have these comorbidities. So why black people, right? Why were we third in line, was it? If you both will recall, correct me if I'm wrong, frontline healthcare workers, and then you have those mm-hmm. elderly, those who work in nursing homes, but mostly the elderly, and then you have black people and indigenous people. And I've always wondered, I know we have a chastisement as well. We are under judgment from Allah, as Minister Farrakhan tells the black man and woman, we will not escape because we've had a warner in our midst. But I still nag with me, why? What scientifically, quote unquote? And lo and behold, Dr. Mercola releases information talking about the impact of or the role of the social media giants. And this comes out of the article or the interview with Brother Abdul Kiyam that made me allowed me to find this. Google's involvement, like direct link to AstraZeneca, but not only that, there is I think it's called, I won't say the name until I get the correct word, but there is a company or a service that is used by the military, and it uses algorithms, technology, artificial intelligence to determine these areas targeted for police brutality and violence, according to this article by Dr. Joseph Mercola. He did an analysis, and that same algorithm was used to determine who would be targeted first for these COVID shots. And it goes on, and as you talked about in your article, these comorbidities, I just shook my head like Brother Terrence said earlier. But with the NOI Twitter account shutdown, it is Brother Abdul Kiyam shared so much more, which we'll be hearing more from in a few weeks. But as you know, the article this week with this blatant censorship, and as Brother Rizza explained some of the targeting, it blew even my mind, and as we're tracking this.
Yeah, this is like no holds barred, all-out war. And we can't just continue to sit around. And, we with all the knowledge we have, we're acting like we're spooky or something.
Yeah.
Like we're waiting for something to come out of the sky to get us out of this.
Come on. That's right. That's right.
Die, all right. Oh, it's coming, all right.
You know, the we had Dr. Wesley on about the mother plank, okay, and Brother Ilya Rashad before that, about war is on the horizon.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, see, this is why we warn black folks about being so enslaved to the Democratic Party, because Biden is doing some things that make Trump look like child's play.
Listen, oh yeah, he came on TV.
As far as totalitarianism and a police, you know, Trump didn't shut down and censor. You are not permitted to go on to a widespread national audience and say a word that even suggests this vaccine should be questioned. And you better not say that there are other therapies. See, that they're breaking the law.
Come on.
You know, you're not permitted. I said this a few weeks ago. It is against the law to refer to these vaccines as safe and effective. That's against the Code of Federal Regulations.
Mm-hmm.
The whole reason they got emergency use authorization is because it hasn't been proven safe and effective. But
that's,
you know,
right,
what the experimental trials are? Because they couldn't get the experimental trials done, because when they gave the mRNA vaccines to animals, they were all dying. And if you kill the animals, the government's not going to let you try it on humans, supposedly, anyway. So they abandoned the animal trials and just went in and said, you know, this is a pandemic. This is an emergency. Well, to qualify for emergency use, one of the first things you have to demonstrate is a high mortality rate. Because what you're doing is you're putting a product in the stream of commerce that might not only hurt but might kill some people. So you have to outweigh that with the thing you're trying to fight. Now, a real epidemic, a real mortality rate would be found. COVID 19 has a 1% mortality rate. If you're under 18, you have more of a probability that you would get killed in a car accident than with this virus. And I already said what happens to everybody every age if you live in Chicago. But a real lethal virus, as an example, would be Ebola or smallpox.
Come on.
When they
had
the smallpox outbreak, smallpox was killing 33% of the population. That means one out of every three people were dying. Ebola is the same way. Ebola is so deadly. You know what Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad said? You know what the treatment is for Ebola? Get ready to write this down.
Wow.
The treatment for Ebola is you better not get it.
Wow. Come on. Come on. Come on.
That classes Dr. Haleem way, too. Wow.
He said the only measures are preventive measures. There is no treatment or therapy.
Mm.
That's how deadly Ebola is.
Mm. Okay.
The polio vaccine was deadly and widespread and leaving children paralyzed. This virus, yes, It's serious. Nobody wants this.
That's right.
Nobody trying to play with this. I don't want to play with it. I have respect.
Yeah, come on.
But stop lying. And let the people know, as we said in the final call, of the availability of ivermectin. It's inexpensive, and it stops COVID-19 at every stage. It can be a preventative. You can take it early. You can take it late. And let me give you this website one more time that I gave last week. And it's in this week's final call, but, oh, Allah, Sister Charlene, it's got to be bigger print than this. I mean, you got to have the eyes of an eagle to see this. But we're going to make it more dominant. But
yes,
it's it's all one word, all small letters, COVID19criticalcare.com. COVID19criticalcare.com. And they will give you extensive information on ivermectin, tell you all about it. And there's a national directory of physicians who will prescribe it. Because if you read your paper, then you would know from Sister Charlene's interview with Dr. Safiya Shabazz, our own Dr. Safiya Shabazz, who prescribes ivermectin in her practice, that she said never in her entire life as a doctor has she ever heard of an FDA-approved drug where the pharmacies won't prescribe it.
That's right. You said it.
And didn't one of the pharmacists say, Sister Charlene, that at CVS, they got a corporate memo not to prescribe ivermectin?
Yes. They ain't doing it. They are not doing it.
Not doing it. But we got people that are doing it.
That's right.
And see,
that's
this
right.
coalition to fight this campaign to kill us, to depopulate the earth, but also to make mountains of money. The fight is now, it's less about color and more about truth and righteousness as a divider. And there are many scientists and medical and health professionals of every race, all walk of life, that are saying this is wrong. And that goes up to and includes, we had an interview printed with him, the former chief research scientist for none other than Pfizer, who said you better stay away from these booster shots they're about to come with. And the government's pretending. You know, Biden said today, well, we haven't decided yet if we're going to require a booster because it's too much to drop on the people. You already telling somebody they got two vaccinations, and now you're telling them to put a mask on after two vaccinations.
Come on, come on.
Do everything that you have to do, that everyone has to do.
Right.
What you're for. Right. Minister Ava,
ain't nothing special about you. Put your mask on.
That's right. You did it for what? You risked your life. I found what I was looking for, and Dr. Aileen mentioned this too before in an interview. If I can share it, it is a call. This is on Dr. Mercola's site, is where I pulled this information today. It's a call, Palantir, P-A-L-A-N-T-I-R, Palantir. It was given the contract to come up with the vaccine allocation strategy and determine the critical population each vaccine should be distributed to. Palantir, founded by Peter Thiel, was initially funded by QTL, the CIA's venture capital arm. Dr. Nicola writes that the CIA was its only client for the first 3 years of its existence. At present, Palantir is a contractor to 17 U.S. intelligence agencies and also the U.S. military. The company is also in charge of COVID-19 data under the auspices of the Health and Human Services. Hospitals must now report their COVID-19 data to Palantir or lose their Medicaid and Medicare funding.
Wow.
Palantir is also involved in things like predictive policing. Here's a quote.
Wow.
From, there are a lot of things in watch speed that are concerning. One of the things I read about recently is that Google and Oracle, two large tech companies that have longstanding ties to the CIA, are going to be involved in what they describe as a pharmacovigilance. Surveillance system, or what was more recently referred to by the head of Warp Speed as an incredibly precise tracking system, whereby everyone who receives one of these vaccines will be tracked and surveilled, not just to make sure that they get a second dose, but also to see what happens to people's physiology, because they admit that every single one of these vaccine candidates has never been brought to market or licensed by the government before. This is according to her writer, researcher, Whitney Webb, Dr. Joseph Mercola's site. Universal.
Man, if we don't see what time it is, it's just all lost. And what is happening is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to black people, Allah will make you separate.
Separate. Oh, my God.
Oh, he stayed us for decades, and then he just said, okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Allah is going to make you do it. We could have done this as a people decades ago. Then we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
That's right. And it's all of it.
We would be having another kind of conversation. Yes, ma'am.
Right. That's right. No, you got me excited. I'm sorry for interrupting you. Please forgive me. But you pointed out, you know, from Dr. Ridgely's article highlighting Dr. Bowles, do for self or suffer the consequences a lot of times, and it fell on me too in thinking about money or work for myself. And that's a base, and that's a very important level, creating a business. But it's what we say in the pledge card. We want to develop hospitals, schools, things that we need, you know. But as Minister Farrakhan said recently, they have now become the great architects of separation. When I looked at the press conference today, or the news rather, the mainstream cable news that was talking about what Mr. Biden was about to bring out, Netflix, all of the different companies, Lyft,
wow.
And everybody who are mandating these things, unless you can't show it, you can't, you know, utilize the services. And I thought about the minister's words, which you just made me think about, too. They have now become the great architects of separation.
That's right.
We're going to get in the chamber one way or the other. We're going to be in the chamber.
That's exactly right.
There you're not. Oh,
yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize. So what we're going to do is go to the phone. Because our callers are clamoring to weigh in on this powerful discussion, and we want to hear from them. And we're going to start at the top with our brother Daryl, who has a comment. Brother Daryl,
assalamu alaikum. Praise be to Allah. I want to first thank Allah for you and your program. And Brother Terrence, even though he's still a baby, but he has plenty of knowledge, because when he go out and never knew that the minister has done all of the great things behind the door, but when he don't have to brag about what he did, work to bear witness to the people. So when he did ran across some of the brothers that went all the way back to Mayhem, went to school with the minister and telling him that what all the minister has done financially or whatever and taking care and doing for our people. It's beautiful because I want to leave hope to Nathan if they're listening because they always want to say, what is Minister Farrakhan doing? If I may be as a testimony, when I was having problems with my vision as I was losing it, Minister Farrakhan contacted me, and I ran in the house, and I was asking him, you know, he said, what can your nation do for you? And I was telling him that he sent one of the E-team, Brother Rashid, to pick me up from the airport. And everywhere he went, the minister gave him a blank check to tell you, I want the world to know. I have to speak what the minister has done for us. And we cannot hide it behind a bushel basket. We have to tell the truth who our minister is. We have to defend him in all areas when we hear any naysayers saying what he's not doing for the nation. But he has sent for me, and they took me to the best doctors there. He said they all love me. And each time Brother Rashid got to write the check, they said we don't want anything for his name. He also took me to all over Chicago, and the minister paid for my hotel. He paid for the food. He did everything, not charging me a penny. He said, what can your nation do for you? So I want all of the naysayers to know that our minister is doing way beyond. His word is to give out a message. But he has said everything Honorable Ayanami has said and some. He just took it on a higher level. Our people have to understand. So if we don't understand, even when Brother Tim spoke about Joe Tex, he spoke to us when I was a little boy, right around the time that the Honorable Ayanami had us to watch the day the earth stood still before they even took it to the higher level and came out with independence. And they was talking about Joe Tex. And Joe Tex told them, don't stand up for me, because if you stand up for me, you'll sit down. So we have to understand we have a great man in front of us. We have to understand we have to follow what the minister. So anytime someone speaks out against him, it's our duty to defend the minister. So I thank you for your show, and I thank Allah for you all and continue to do your great work. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you so much for that witness bearing, Brother Daryl. We're going to move on to Sister Ula. All right.
Alaykum.
Yes, he is. Been a long time. Walaykum salam.
God praise to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad and for the honorable Louis Farrakhan. I wanted to say this, my dear sister. I thought about our minister in Cleveland when he taught me how the honorable Elijah Muhammad taught that to teach the Yakub's history often. And as I've been studying my basic, my supreme wisdom, and I see how not only are the doctors and the nurses telling other than the truth, but it's all these World Health Organizations and these CDC groups, all
That's
of them
right.
are telling other than the truth. And I had a privilege of doing research on the great epidemic that occurred approximately 100 years ago. And the one common denominator that I noticed was that they had our people eating pork, and they had gotten them off of lemons and oranges. They would just eat a lot of sweets. You know, there was a cookie that black people were eating back then called the stage plank cookie. And it was a picture of a man with a fishing pole, you know. The point I'm trying to bring out is that I Ula Bakia, over the year and a half that this thing has hit, I have stayed with the oranges, the lemons, the cod liver oil, and the bean soup. And I haven't even had a sneeze maybe once in a year and a half. And I thank Allah for the teachings of the honorable life. I thank you for the natural things that we have that we can access to preserve our lives. But I am very frustrated about this young girl in the Olympics. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Simone Biles, yes.
Yes, ma'am. They are really giving her a rough deal. She's young. She lost, just had lost her. They say she just lost her mother, you know. And then, you know, where would she get marijuana if they didn't give it to her?
Oh,
you
you're
know?
Talking about
Shakira.
No, that's a,
Shakira.
Yeah,
she carried it.
The one they suspended. Yeah, they suspended her.
They hate to see any black person succeed. She is phenomenal. You know, just like Gabby.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like Gabby. They try to talk about her family, her mother and father not married, all this crap, you know. It's a shame what those girls train and go through to get where they are and then have to
go through that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So I just wanted to encourage the believers to let's get up in the morning and say our 5 o'clock prayer. And in our prayer, not only praying for our beloved minister and the members of his family, but let us pray for the nation of Islam, Allah. Make Muhammad successful and all the true followers of Muhammad successful, too. Thank you for letting me share, Sister Ava. Love you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Beautiful.
Dr. Ava.
About
yes,
what
sir.
You said, Rick Young Simone. Minister Ava.
Yes, ma'am.
May I ask very briefly about Simone Biles?
Yes.
Sister Ula reminded me of something I thought about today, or when she bowed out. And look at the beauty of part of that, though. Her taking or keeping her control, but also making way for her teammate. And now
That's right. See
the other indigenous sister and her story. But look at the camaraderie and the love, because she had to have known, I can't get into her mind, but she had to have known and thought, like, if I don't really step aside, when will they ever, you know? But that was the one thing that she made me think about with Simone. And just a lot of times our young people today resist in a way that is unfathomable to elders, and that's a great, great part of the story that I thought about, the sisterhood, and now there's another gold medalist, and who knows where that's going to take her.
And she was an alternate, right?
Yes.
The young indigenous sister that 18 years old and actually won the gold medal.
Yes.
And see, as you're saying, these under 25-year-olds, because I got
come
two
on.
they just don't care what white people think. And the entire existence of this current structure, which is built, as Minister Farrakhan has taught us with strength and beauty, it's built on a foundation of white supremacy. It's an illusion. It cannot exist unless we think it exists. And so in order for this to work, as he teaches in Study Guide number 12, two things have to take place. White people have to believe they are superior, and black people have to feel inferior.
Wow.
You have to have both of those things. Otherwise, this, as he said, now it's unraveling, because these black youth don't feel inferior.
Come on.
Right.
Made for the Messiah.
And they're all over social media. They feel, see, you don't see, when I was coming up, you had movie stars. Okay, you had, even all the way up from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you had the singular superstars.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
the way up through the 90s into the 2000s mm-hmm. with Beyonce. You don't see that anymore. It's an entire cadre of people. Because these black youth, they each feel they're the star.
That's right.
They post pictures of themselves looking at themselves in a mirror.
Come on, listen.
Come on.
And they don't care if they got curlers in their hair. They don't care. Okay, they will be in the NBA finals with these crazy hair. You can't call it an afro. It's just they just let their hair just grow wild.
Driving Monique crazy.
But see when there's a resurrection of the dead, that's how the dead look when they get up. Our people look crazy. My husband called me the other day to the TV. There's some sisters in court on TV, and one of them had on bright blue lipstick. And see, that little sister that's the track star, what white people have to understand, see all this, she had this long blonde weave and then an orange one, and she's not trying to be white when she does that. That's the difference.
Right, at all.
She's just saying, this is what I feel like looking like. I feel like being tattooed all over my body. Okay, so we can work with that. But they have to go through a period of expression. After 450 years of being silenced and being made to hate ourselves, we produce a generation that says later for you. And as the minister said, I'd rather have a savage that I can civilize than an Uncle Tom backbending slave Negro. You can't do nothing with them. Woo, come on.
Nothing.
That's the enemy. Hmm. They had a Negro woman on television today who said on MSNBC, said people who are who won't get vaccinated, now listen to her words. This is a black woman. After all we suffered, she said life should be made as difficult as possible for them.
That's right. That's what they're saying.
Wait.
Wow. Yeah.
For the great divide.
That's right.
I want to wave at you. While we go our way and you go down with them. Because Pharaoh bore witness there's no God but Allah as he drowned. And you and your slave master, you will bow to Master Father Muhammad.
That's right.
And his Christ, the black God.
Come on.
The honorable Elijah Muhammad and the messenger Messiah in our midst. It's just a question of what condition you'll be in.
Come on, Minister Ava. What? Yes.
So Charlene loves that, Dr. Ava, because you said bow down. That's that West Side. Bow down. Bow down. So she loved that. She said, I don't know if she was what kind of walk she was doing because she on the West Side. I don't know if she represents, but that's bow down. She loved that for the West Side. But what you're saying, Dr. Ava, but the truth. Our youth don't care. They don't, and they ain't trying to be like you. They are us. And we not trying to be the superstar. We're going to have our Instagram followers. We're going to have our Facebook. We're going to have our followers. We're going to do TikTok. We're going to be TikTok stars, Instagram stars. And we're going to have our own followers. And people have been successful. And they be successful. I did want to go back to what Brother Darryl said. I love how he came on because, for me, I've been blessed. I can never not tell about what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has done for me and what I have seen and what I have witnessed. So when people ask, are you still in there? Yeah. Are you still Farrakhan? Yeah. And there's a lot of people that watch, and when they see me, they know I'm with him because I can't based off what I've seen. I'm just wanting us to tell your story to the mountaintop. I don't care if you start your own blog talk, do a YouTube, or just do an Instagram post or Facebook post. Don't hide the stories and the testimonies that you have that you know that you can bear witness to who he is. And I'm just saying that we're blessed to have you, Dr. Ava,
to share those nuggets, to share these teachings. So as soon as Charlene was doing her walk, because she was happy as you were testifying, because that's the spirit that you come in, because you're walking with the Messiah. You have walked and talked with the Messiah. So your spirit is all the way amped because you have been fueled. So us that have been with him, we can't sit and like you said, hide your light under a bushel. Don't say anything. Don't speak. And I just saw Brother Ben Nets. He was getting off a private jet. And his other brother got off the jet, no chance. He walked off. Brother Ben came off the private jet, and he started making his video, but he was holding closing a gap in his hand.
That's right.
He did another video a couple of weeks ago where he said, I want y'all to come down to where I am. I'm not shifting nothing out, giving away boxes of message to the black man.
That's right.
Testify on who got
that
us
got
where
him.
We are. And they came That's and right. got them all. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And you know what? You stole my thunder, because I was going to say the one voice that everybody comes to a halt when they hear it is the voice of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
That's right.
That's right.
Nadia Hutton. That's right. Nadia Hutton. But you know, Brother Terrence, what you're saying about Minister Ava as well, I want to lift up too that a hardcore, no-nonsense, relentless, will take you out defender of Minister Farrakhan as well, like seek, search, and destroy anything. And I love that so much about you, Minister Ava. I really, really do. That's why when you start, you know, she'll say, Assalamu alaikum, and I always put on my seatbelt like, okay, get ready. Because before it's all over, you're going to be thoroughly checked where this divine being is concerned, Minister Farrakhan.
Amen.
No, I was going to say, so Charlotte, I love how you say, you like how, so they were, welcome to the airline of Farrakhan. Joy, take a seat. Relax. Assalamu alaikum, beloved. But by the time you get off that flight,
don't come crazy.
I said, don't you die.
I love it.
About Farrakhan.
I love it. When she go that way, I be putting on the Vaseline, knee pads. I'm like, where we going? Where are we going?
Well, she shifts that gear, but you get on so comfortable and so nice, and you sit in the plush seats of her spirit, and man, those G-forces kick in.
Yeah, an example of how to be where he is concerned, that nothing true around. So, yes, I love it.
Well, I'm going to go back to the phones. We got a lot of territory to cover because we've got some callers waiting. They've been waiting and waiting. We have Sister Marguerite is holding with a comment. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Marguerite.
Well, alaykum salam, Sister Ava. You all got me going here. I'm working on a project, and you making me finish it with lightning speed. But I had children. My husband and I had children late. We had he had other children, but we had children when we were in our 40s. And
yes,
so
ma'am.
Now I'm in my 60s, and I realize the impact of having children late in life is that it keeps you young. And I really adore looking at them and listening to them, because my children have grown up not knowing a God other than a man. So
Come
it
on,
is interesting Chris. To hear Ooh. Them talk about, you know, the impact they're having on their friends when they explain to them that God is a man. And these young children that they talk to are eating it up. Now, in comparison, yes, they were born for this. And me being in my 60s, I'm hanging out with, you know, because I'm a bridge player, and I hang out with people, you know, 50, 60, 70. All of these people have gone to take that COVID. And all of them are, you know, and to talk to them, it is heartbreaking to realize that they still believe in this government that has done so much at every turn. I mean, they don't look at the fact that it's the government that kept us in slavery.
Exactly.
It's the courts that kept us in slavery. So these are the people you go to. It's heartbreaking, but I realize that, you know, some of the messenger said black people are like a woman that loves a man that beats her, you know, and that and we had to be beat into slavery. Now we're going to have to be beat out. So when I look at my
old
friends,
God's got to do it. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And when I look at my old friends and feel sad, I look at the youth and I'm invigorated and I feel joy. You know, I see the future that this is.
Oh,
yeah. I just want to be there where I get back to 16 and I can start doing some things I want to do again with them.
Amen. Oh, you're speaking to my heart. Yes. It's happening. We are the winner. We're in the winner's circle.
Yeah.
And that's why our youth can say later for you, because they're born. They know, even if they don't quite fully comprehend how it's going to play out, this world does not give them soul satisfaction.
No, it doesn't.
And they know they have the ability to get material things. They're very resourceful. That's the other thing about them. You know? But they're in a state of rebellion, but what did he say? My sheep know my voice.
Hear my voice. That's right.
Mm. And when they hear Minister Farrakhan, I mean down to my 4 and 5 year old, they hear that voice, everything stops. And they listen.
Yes, ma'am. The point you made about the hair. My husband and I, you know, we're Laker fans, of course, and watch the games all the time. And he's always screaming about their hair. And I'm like, leave them alone. Let their hair be whatever they want to be. If their mama ain't said nothing, you don't say nothing.
Right. It's, you know, it's like a statement of pride, you know, because we went through all of these decades and centuries of thinking to be accepted by God, I need to be white or as close to white in some fashion as I can. And they're saying,
right,
I love this. I love my hair. I love my – I'm so glad I'm melanated. You know, I love it.
And
see,
in the 60s, I was – in the 60s, I was the first to wear afro in my school. I was in Catholic school. So, you know, that was scandalous. And so I can relate to them just being what they want to be.
That's the statement they're making. You're not going to tell me. But anyway, thank you, Sister Marguerite.
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful call. Really appreciate you. And keep calling in. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, ma'am. Alaikum.
All right. We got Brother, is that Brother Jerome on the line out of Tennessee?
Yes.
Am I
saying it correctly? Yes, assalamu alaikum. Yes, Sister Dr. Ava Muhammad and your panelist guest. Sister Doctor, I have a quick question. What is your thought in the midst of this? You know, it's really heartbreaking to see this on corporate-controlled media, this massive fear campaign that they're pushing to our people. And if you look at it, it's like all the corporate-controlled media giants are speaking the same language. It's the vaccinated people. It's the vaccinated people. So what is your thought? First, the media is saying the federal employees have to start taking tests. And how far will this go? Tests, I think I read one article in France, they're going to start testing people every 24 to 72 hours. So is this another state of fear campaign of the multiple tests, and people will just get waylaid and say, enough is enough, I'm just going to take the vaccine? Could you expound on that? What is your thought?
Yes, it's a very good point. These are punitive measures, because when we exercise, for example, we give our college students and universities, we've done a letter that's actually designed around COVID, because The First Amendment, which is supposed to be sacrosanct in America, your First Amendment right to the free exercise religion, of religion, free speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion. And that freedom of the press back in the 1700s, that was at a time when the press was being crushed because there was still rule by the British monarchy and censorship. Now it's reversed. Now the media, as you said correctly, is corporate control. What has got to happen, and it will happen, because you can push any living thing to the point where it's going to react. And as I read from the minister earlier from the study guide, our organism, every action of our organism has one goal, and that is to stay alive. And so our very survival is being threatened. Because when you're testing me, what are these tests? What are they going to consist of? Is this yet another way to try to insert something or extract something? Because the ultimate goal is behavioral control of those that are still alive after the massive depopulation. The people have the power. The people have the power. The problem is our persistence in functioning as individuals. But they're going to force, by making that line of demarcation between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, they're going to force unity on the side of right. And once that happens, this whole illusion will go down in the twinkling of an eye, because the very people crushing us live off of us. They would not even survive without us. But what they get over on is the disconnect, telling us right out in the public. They told us publicly the vaccine is ineffective, but they put it on a website. Who reads? Joe Biden stands up in our face and says there's no alternate cure, when there's a widely inexpensive, safe, overwhelmingly effective medication called ivermectin. When there is a two-volume book entitled How to Eat to Live that will prevent this thing. If you look at the guidelines that they put in place to so-called protect us, go in your house and don't come out. When you need vitamin D from the sun to fight the virus, ultraviolet light kills the virus. Where does that come from? The sun. Stay away from everybody. Don't go visit your grandmother when the main thing you need right now is the closeness of family. Don't speak to your cousin. He ain't vaccinated. Now, this is somebody who in God's name ever heard of Anthony Fauci? A government bureaucrat, a water boy for Big Pharma. And as my husband asks every day, who made him America's top doctor? It's because they say so. And that's what I love about our youth. Their posture is, it's because I say so. Simone Biles put GOAT on her leotard, greatest of all time. She had tattooed on her collarbone from Maya Angelou, and still I rise. And she told the team, you go on and do your thing, because I'm not doing this. I'm not a circus animal in a three-ring circus. This was too much. And we don't know the undercurrent of racism. We know it's there, but we don't know what it's like to be living under it from age 14 to 24. But it's all sooner or later, and it better be sooner, we're going to come together, Brother Jerome, for right. And I'm going to tell you, lastly, the Biden administration, as my daughter would say, you better fall back. You better calm down. Because maybe they forgot that at least one-third of this country, and I'm talking about white people now, they don't believe he was elected legally.
Oh.
His popularity percentage has dropped. People are over this. They're over being told what to do. Because you have another whole segment of the population. Their issue is not the vaccine. Their issue is you telling me what to do. It's the principle. You're not going to tell me. Who are you to tell me? It's the science. Science is systemized knowledge. You're dealing with something experimental that's unapproved. How can it be? That's illegal for you to force me to take something that has not met the requisites to be licensed. That's how bogus this is.
That's right. Minister
but we're
Ava.
Finding each other. We're finding
mm-hmm.
each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know,
but
Minister
this
Ava.
It's about the strong and the punctified. Okay.
You know one.
But
thing
thank you, Brother Jerome. Thank you, beloved.
That's right. To Brother Jerome's question, also remember what Mr. Biden said today. That also includes people who want to contract with the federal government. So you don't have
yes.
to be a federal employee, but you have a business, you contract with them, that's out the window.
That's right. And you mentioned Google earlier. I read recently that Google is invested in AstraZeneca. And this is why people get kicked off of YouTube. It's not because you're passing misinformation.
That's right.
There's no misinformation about the vaccine. It's interference with profits and the plan for depopulation. That's what you should think of.
That's right.
And Minister Farrakhan, what do they call that group, Sister Charlene? The dirty, not the dirty
disinformation dozen.
The disinformation dozen. And when we were going through that list, and they had they got some package out with a little bio and pictures of each one of them. They got Brother RZA at Savior's Day with. They got a picture of me, Dr. Lean, Judy Mikovits in there. But with this disinformation dozen, so you're telling me that you, who control all the media, as the brother just said, Brother Jerome just said, you're on a 24-hour news cycle. There's no relief from hearing about the vaccine.
Right.
You're reaching hundreds of millions. So just 12 people are the reason that so many people don't want to take the vaccine? I don't think so.
Come on. Right.
Now, why isn't Minister Farrakhan on that list? What's got you scared?
Yeah.
Because he was the first one to step to Satan. He said don't take the vaccine before they finish making it.
That's right.
Think about it. Okay.
Every knock is a boost, he says.
Amen.
Every knock is a boost.
Well, it's like the minister, when he was going to, remember as a young minister, he was going to go down to the New York Times and straighten them out. Because they had said something about the messenger derogatory and had him in the paper. And the messenger said, well, what page was I on? He said, the front page. Yeah, you leave him alone. Got me on the front page. You just
right.
said it. Every knock is a boost. In the fullness of time, right? So we got Brother Hoyle.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Ava and Sister Charlene. Congratulations on your show. And Brother Terrence and everybody's doing great.
And I just want to say, Sister Ava, you're right, the strong and the punctified. So, you know, Sister, look, I was on a talk show, and I thought about you. We mentioned me and another brother, Bridge, mentioned you, Sister Ava. I was on one of the, you know, Sister Bev was another brother, Bobby OJ. He's got the Fun Morning Show, and he was trying to get the brother, I always call in and do the protocol in Memphis. And he was asking about the minister, what they thought about the minister. And I read the points from the pamphlet. And, boy, the Negro enchanters came, Sister Ava, talking about, the minister had radiation. This Negro, I guess she worked for the CDC or something like that. But she called in, and she was badgering the host, Bobby OJ. Why are you not taking the vaccine? And I congratulated, because he listens to between, I know he's from Mississippi, he listens to the minister. And I sent him, you know, stuff on the, and emailed him a lot of the lectures. But he said, I'm not taking the vaccine. And he defended, I mean, everything point like the minister said. He said, well, don't you think that the country has a track record? And she couldn't say anything. But I got some information before we go, Sister. Do you know that these mandates for COVID-19, Google is one of the companies that has a mandate? Not only Google, I had a list of them here.
Facebook.
Here it is, Facebook, Netflix, mm-hmm. BlackRock, Morgan Stanley,
yep.
Saks Fifth Avenue, Washington Post, Lyft, Uber, Twitter. That's just part of it that just
right.
started with these mandates. Vanny, my nephew works for the government. He called me and said, well, they're going to make us test. And I said, well, you know, make sure you don't take it. I told him, but like Dr. Ridley said, don't let them do that nasal swab because they have that nasal swab when they go inside your nasal cavity.
Right.
One of the brothers in the nation is a policeman, and he said, the best thing to do is just go like to Walgreens and get the mouth swab if you're going to get tested, you know, where they just do, you do it yourself, you do like the saliva, but don't
yeah,
let
whatever
them stick
you
that.
Did, you better do it. You better do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
That.
Right. That's what he said. Do the self test
mm-hmm.
because once they, damage your nasal cavity and stick that swab up inside your nasal cavity, they're giving you COVID-19, you know, they, brought back a lot of tests that had COVID-19 in the system. So we're in a war of punctified Negro enchanters, and it's sad that our people of, you know, are the main ones we have to, you know, our own family members, our own friends, you know.
Right.
Sister was saying that she's sad that her friends and members, especially the older generation, are just, they're gung-ho for it. You know, it's like an abused woman, you know. And it's sad. My parents took it, Sister Ava. I tried to talk to my dad, and it's like they're doing the right thing, you know. I said, Dad, it's poison. I said, you're from Mississippi, Tupelo. You've seen, right, you know, you firsthand seen racism. And my mom, too,
yes.
She's from Natchez, hanging in. I said, what, you know.
Wickedness.
I don't want to
yeah.
argue. And I learned from you and Minister Farrakhan, lower your wing, don't argue with your parents, you know. So I try not to. And I just said, well, Mom, Dad, I said a special prayer, and I was listening to Dr. Aleem, and he said, maybe we'll probably get something, you know, if it's a lot, we'll maybe to save some of our people because some of our people took it. And believe it or not, we don't know. Maybe I just pray some of the people in the nation didn't take the vaccine, but family, if you're in there, don't, you know, this is our test. Allah has got our back, you know. He's got to, you know, have faith in him and put your faith in Master Farouk Muhammad and Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Louis Farrakhan. He'll see us through this time. So don't worry about no funky job. He's got way better for us. He's forcing us to come together. So, you know, they're going to fight.
That's exactly
you know.
Right. Yeah, we have to be taken off the job and forced to do for self so that ultimately
that's
we
right.
will flourish and be happy.
Yes, ma'am.
That's exactly
well, thank
right.
you. And Sister Charlene, you keep up the good work. And Sister Ava, inshallah, let us know when you come back to Memphis. And,
oh, yes, sir.
You know.
Trying
yes,
to get
ma'am.
Down there for real. Really am.
Yes, right. And and give it Brother Darius. There's a lot of farmland down here, a lot of Mississippi ripe and ready.
No, we really, as the law is my witness, we are really trying to come south, because that's the place to be now. That's where we're going to carve out that year after.
Well,
sister,
our family's been hung. Our blood is down there. So
exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
As-salamu alaykum, family. Love y'all. As-salamu alaykum.
Love you,
love
too.
Love you, too,
brother.
Time goes quick, Dr. Ava.
Yeah, I see that. I just looked up there, and I feel bad. I just looked at my text messages, and Sister Attorney Pamela had come back on. And what we'll do is we'll have her report to us next week on the wonderful program they had on Tuesday. And I wanted to share with you a special experience that she had after that program was over. So we are down to 3 minutes, and I want to take another call. Let's see if we could be really brief, though, right?
And don't forget to announce the master's class one more time, because it's on the 9th, and by next week, it'll be there.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yes, August the 9th. That's Monday. It's a Monday. And the master class on weapons of self-destruction, a guidebook for women in the war against negative internal forces. This is for women only. It is on Monday night, and it is at 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Time. And if you go visit me at MinisterAva.com, you'll see the books, the lectures, and you will also see where you'll be quickly able to register for that class. It is limited seating, and so I would suggest you go ahead and register for that class. That will be part two of the master class. Yes,
Minister
Ava, so table. Yes, ma'am.
Don't walk. Run. Don't walk. Oh, my God. That is such a class. Sisters, I want to get in that class. I love it.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Well, you know, as Terrence mentioned at the outset, I took down verbatim the content of the revelatory course, Self-Improvement, the Basis for Community Development, and that's at the root of offering something a little special and different to the sisters, because truly, literally, a nation can rise no higher than its woman. And I want the brothers to know that though this is for women only, the black man will be the biggest beneficiary of this class, because we have to return to who we are as black women. So August 9th, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern. Look forward to seeing you. And please get that final call, newspaper, everything you need to know here in this country and around the world in this hour is there. And again, information on ivermectin is COVID19criticalcare.com, all one word, COVID19, the number, COVID19criticalcare.com. It'll provide you extensive information on and then how to obtain through a physician the ivermectin medication. So may Allah bless each and every one of us. Thank you, Brother Terrence, Muhammad, Sister Rona, Muhammad, Sister Charlene Muhammad, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad. We thank all of you that called in and were with us this evening. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Thank you.